So as we start getting older, I'm 43 now. I've given birth to 7 children. I've been married for 19 years. And as we approach middle age, most of us, or many of us anyways, begin to think seriously about the quote-unquote horrors of getting older. We fear losing our hair, especially myself. My last child, she's going to be 3 real soon, and it's very natural for when a woman gives birth for her hair to fall out. Well, for me, my hair fell out, after I gave birth, but usually it comes back, in a year. But 3 years later, I still looked like my hair had just fallen out. It was all like strange lengths and stuff like that because my hormones were messed up and I didn't think about it. I didn't worry about it too much. I just got so busy with life. But this is a part of aging. Now, I was able to fix it. It is growing again, thankfully. But this is a part of getting older, your hormones changing. You start getting wrinkles, you start getting gray hair. I have a lot of gray hair. You can see a little bit of it right here. We need bifocals and hearing aids and false teeth. I for the first time, I recently got one of my teeth pulled out. And I'm gonna get some kind of like a cap or insert or something like that. Don't get root canals. Root canals are not good. They cause chronic health problems, serious health problems. So I just got it pulled out. It was a dead tooth. I was keeping it, I was blocking the pain for a very long time. But when I got hypothyroidism, which I'll talk about in a different video. It really affected a lot of things in my body, and that one tooth was part of it. So anyways, and then let's not forget about, the forgetfulness that can come in, forgetting where we left our car keys or forgetting, different things, little things. And we notice that we begin to move slower. It might, be harder to maybe get out of bed or get out of our chair. And, even though we'd love to go dancing or go for a long hike or something like that, sometimes because of our energy levels as we get older, all we really want to do is sit down and read a book or watch a show or get on our phone or something like that. And this is part of aging. Days seem to pass faster, and that's partly due, I think, because of our energy levels, but also partly because we have more responsibilities. Oftentimes, as we get older, more children, higher responsibility at work, maybe things like that. So there's a lot of things that can be concerning, when we get older. And, when we're young, we look forward to our birthdays. When we get older, it's like, I don't even know how old I am. Oftentimes I'll just ask my husband or I'll count. It's not, my birthday is not something I necessarily, keep close track of anymore as I did when I was a child. And many of us are looking for ways to halt or slow down that aging process. And there's a lot of hype about how to accomplish that. But today I'm going to talk about in this video how to stop or slow down aging, the aging process naturally. Now, even the medical profession has gotten involved with this whole anti-aging process or anti-aging quest. And you know, it's very trendy to talk about anti-aging, and there have been millions of dollars spent on both from private funding as well as federal funding, government funding, to research the phenomenon of aging. And as a result of these efforts, you know, as a society, we understand the aging process a lot better, and than we used to. And our current understanding of aging boils down to basically three different schools of thought, three different theories on the matter, three different reasons, theories of why we age. And the first one has to do with it's the endocrine, excuse me, the endocrine theory of aging. And in this theory, it asserts that as we get older, our endocrine system, especially the central control headquarters, the hypothalamus, begins to wear down, and this causes our hormone levels to become lower, to decrease. And what that means is that the function of all of our cells and organs begins to degrade, and this produces a lot of the com many common symptoms of aging, like we just talked about. Now, in order to fight this process, according to the people that subscribe to the endocrine theory of aging, we have to replace the lost or diminished hormones. But the problem with this endocrine idea is that it ignores a very key question, which is what causes the endocrine system to age? Okay? It doesn't address that, doesn't address the root, again, the root cause. And you know, they do hormone replacement therapy to combat this endocrine problem, but you know, and while it can improve how we feel, and even sometimes can seem to appear that it is truly combating the aging process, what's wrong with it is that it doesn't really deal with what's happening at a cellular level. So that's the problem with the endocrine theory of aging. Now, the second theory of aging is called the cellular membrane theory of aging. And in this theory, it's the idea that we age because the membranes of our cells eventually become stiffer and less fluid as we age, which inhibits our cells' functions, our cell function, and that over time, according to this theory, these cellular changes cause all of our organs and tissues to start failing. And there's a lot of evidence to support this theory, and it's probably basically true, but the problem is that it still ignores a very fundamental question, which is what makes the cell membranes get stiff and lose function over time? And so, according to neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock, he's a neurosurgeon, but he also is very holistic medical doctor, and he had his own nutritional clinic to deal with chronic issues holistically, you know, through diet and nutrition. So he's one of the few doctors that I trust. He's still alive, but he's retired, and he mostly teaches now. Instead of, you know, he lectures and he writes instead of practicing or running the clinic. But according to him, and he's devoted a lot of time studying, of course, the brain and also other age-related problems and diseases. And he has a lot of books on Amazon, which you can purchase, and they're also on Audible. But anyways, he believes that the most logical explanation for aging is the free radical theory of aging. So free radicals are sub-microscopic particles that interact with all the parts of our cells and tissues, and we know that they come from many sources, including our own cells. So our own cells produce free radicals. So oxygen is absolutely necessary for humans and other creatures to live. But although it is a source of life for us, it is life-sustaining for us, it's something that God made us to need, it's also a very powerful agent of death. It can destroy every known bacteria, virus, and living organism on Earth, every one. And this simple element, oxygen, kills living organisms using a process known as oxygenation or oxygen stress. Now, all living things use oxygen to generate energy, but cells must at the same time also protect themselves from oxygen even as they are using it. And that's why cells have to break down nutrients slowly and release just small amounts of energy at a time. But as the cells are dissolving nutrients so that we can use them, free radicals are created, free radical particles, and this is a necessary, unavoidable byproduct. So what are free radicals? Free radicals are chemicals, either atoms or molecules, that are unpaired and unstable, which means that they go around and they're very highly reactive, and they go around and basically destroy everything that they touch. So you can imagine it being like a, let's say, like a ball of fire bouncing around and destroying everything that it touches, including the parts of our cell, and in this context, especially the cell membranes, when we're in the context of anti-aging. So they can destroy enzymes and DNA, as well as such things as the cell's Golgi apparatus, which helps us process proteins. So it's a very important part. Proteins are the building block of life, of our bodies. And also the endoplasmic reticulum and the mitochondria. Now, one way that these free radicals, these oxygen free radicals, damage our cells is by interacting with the membranes of our cells. The membrane is the skin, the outer layer of the cells. And the membranes are mostly composed of complex fats, good fats. This is why it's very important to eat good fats like avocado and omega-3 from things like fish and animal fat, you know, other things like that. They have lied to us when they say that, you know, you shouldn't eat fat. That's a lie. It's a corporate lie designed to get us hooked on unhealthy products, really. And it's been very detrimental to society's health. But anyways, so membranes are mostly composed of fats, but they also contain a number of protein and carbohydrate molecules that float around in the fat, kind of like buoys in the pool or in the ocean. They float around, and these proteins and carbohydrates, they transfer information from outside of your cell wall to the inside of your cell wall so that your cells know what to do and when. So when these oxygen-free radicals get inside of our cells, they cause a very damaging chain reaction that spreads and changes the cell membrane structure so that it becomes stiff instead of fluid. And this process is called liquid peroxidation. And people with Alzheimer's disease, for example, show evidence of high levels of lipid peroxidation products. And this process of liquid peroxidation basically explains the membrane theory of aging. So when we produce energy within our cells, this is metabolism, about 3% of the energy is released in the form of free radicals. So creating energy causes or creates free radicals. Some of these free radicals actually help our cell function, but the rest is neutralized by special antioxidants, and that's why it's so healthy to increase your antioxidant level. So you always hear about, this is high in antioxidants, and this is why. It's because antioxidants neutralize free radicals, which are damaging to your cells. So the more free radicals that are not neutralized, the more damaging these free radicals are to your cells and to your body. Now, in general, when your metabolism increases, there's also more free radicals that are produced. And things that increase free radical production are things like exercise and overactive thyroid, inflammation, in terms of fever, infection, and other issues, radiation, and also certain chemicals. Of course, exercise is very good for you for many reasons, but this is why exercise, there's that saying, exercise is king, nutrition is queen. So you have to make sure that you're also getting proper nutrition, or else too much exercise can become problematic if you're not getting the proper nutrition and also rest that your body needs to recuperate from the exercise. So if you'd like to learn more about anti-aging naturally and also get 10 key anti-aging supplements, as well as 10 tips on how to stay young naturally, I'd like to invite you to get the whole series on anti-aging naturally. Just go to aruka.com, aruka.com/anti-aging.